Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Lack of housing for Irish speakers in Gaeltacht areas is getting worse and placing Irish as a living community language in jeopardy. That's according to a community campaign for housing in the Gaeltacht called Bonu. Today, Ireland South MEP Fianna Fáil Cynthia Ní Warraghu has said that the Gaeltacht will die if more planning permissions aren't granted there. Well, we're joined now by Cynthia Ní Warraghu and by the chair of Bonu, Dunacha O'Haleyhe. Fáiltrúbh, Bert, you're both very welcome. And thanks for joining us. Because the last time we spoke on this programme with you, you'd petitioned the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael leaders with your fears for the future of the Irish language and how the issue is being tied up with housing problems in the Gaeltacht. What has happened since, can you tell me?
Well, very little really. We did get an acknowledgement from the Taoiseach to Simon Harris. We didn't get any acknowledgement from Micheál Martin. Our submissions to them were comprehensive, and we were suggesting some solutions where the government agencies that have been established with the aim of preserving the Gaeltacht or strengthening the Gaeltacht, that both of those could be empowered and given the resources to tackle this problem. Riona Gaeltacht already has powers in its armour that is not using, which would allow it to set up schemes, for example, to help Irish speakers build houses or improve houses in the Gaeltacht. But that's not been used. It hasn't been used since 2009 when it was discontinued because of the financial crisis. Udrasna Gaeltacht used to be able to involve itself in housing. It hasn't been involved in housing since a ruling was made by the Attorney General in 2002 that it didn't have under the legislation the power to do that. The government could give it the power, but it's not just the power, it needs also the resources to set up a housing department and apply for recognition as well.
Oh, okay, so give them more power, as you say, and you've laid out some suggestions as to how the housing crisis in the Gaeltacht, which is impacting the Irish language as a community language in Gaeltacht areas, you've made some suggestions. How and ever, we have a statement from the Department of Rural and Community Development, and they say that a process was initiated recently towards the development of new guidelines for planning in the Gaeltacht, and they say discussions have been taking place with the department since 2022. The most recent meeting on this matter was held in March of this year, and that Minister Killeary, Dara Killeary, intends to meet with Minister James Brown requesting a meeting on this issue. So it seems things are happening, but can I bring in...
Slowly
from your point of view. Can I bring in the Fianna Fáil MEP, Cynthia Ní Warraghu? Because you're saying today, Cynthia, that the Gaeltacht and the language there will die unless planning issues are rectified.
Yes, what I'm saying very flatly, and not with any hyperbole behind it, is that the Gaeltacht will die if we don't start granting more planning permissions. It's as simple as that. So I'm calling for three things. Those guidelines that Dunacha spoke about that have been delayed, I'm saying we need to expedite those. They were supposed to be ready at the beginning of 2024. I appreciate there was a lot of elections in the meantime. Not sure why they were delayed, but I hope these guidelines will allow local authorities to be far more flexible in granting planning permission in Gaeltacht areas, in particular for fluent Irish speakers. So we all know about the local needs requirement in the planning code. We've all heard about that, I take it. And what I want is county council and the planners and county councils to widen the scope of the planning approvals so they can include fluent Irish speakers, be they from the Gaeltacht or from outside of the Gaeltacht. Used to be called the Gaeltacht, not too sure we use that still. But I want fluent Irish speakers in the same category as having a local needs requirement in Gaeltacht areas. I want that tied in to the planning decision and for the planners to be alive and awake to that and to take a very practical approach. I also want an introduction of special development plans for Gaeltacht areas, but I think Dunach and I agree on that, with specific housing targets. And I appreciate the point he's made that Riona Gaeltacht hasn't used the tools that it has in its toolbox since 2009. In fairness to Dunach, he did admit that we have had a lot happening, financial crisis, etc., COVID since then. But I'm quite sure Dara Killeary is very committed to this. I'm working with him on it. I'm working with James Brown. They're very committed to finding a solution for Gaeltacht areas.
But do you want to respond, Dunach, to that?
Yeah, well, it's a wider issue than just the planning. I think Cynthia's right that there needs to be a kind of a less rigid interpretation of what is a housing need. I mean, recently we met with the officials from Galway County Council, and they reckoned somebody didn't have a housing need if they already had a house in Galway, for example, but wanted to move back and to the Gaeltacht, that they didn't have a housing need and they should be refused planning permission on family land.
Tease that out for me. What's wrong with that perception then?
Well, because I think somebody who wants to settle down in the Gaeltacht, raise a family through Irish in the Gaeltacht, they have a housing need that's particular to the Gaeltacht, and that should be recognised by the county councils, because they do have, under the legislation, they do have a statutory obligation to preserve and strengthen the language in the Gaeltacht. And if they're refusing, if they're refusing Irish speakers the right to come and live in the Gaeltacht and raise their kids through Irish, they are just because they have a house someplace
what's
else.
Wrong? What's wrong with them saying, like, you have a house in Galway City, raise your children through Irish in Galway City, send them to the Gaelscoil there? What's the difference?
Well, that doesn't strengthen the Gaeltacht. I mean, they have an obligation to strengthen the Gaeltacht and to preserve the language in the Gaeltacht. You're not going to be able to do that if you mean that the Irish speakers from the Gaeltacht have to live outside the Gaeltacht and raise their kids there.
Sorry to be a dunce on this. What's the big deal about the Gaeltacht? Why is it so important to preserve the Gaeltacht?
Well, I can respond to that.
Go on, Cynthia, yeah?
What's so important about the Gaeltacht is our Shunta. This is our national language we're talking about. And this is not just false patriotism. Tirgan Tanga, Tirgan Anam. If we don't have our language, what do we have? And it's not just a language. It is history. It is tradition. It is the arts. It is everything. You take any place name in this county that I'm sitting in now in Carlow, and you can trace it back to Irish language roots.
I know so many Irish speakers in Carlow, and I know so many Irish speakers in South Dublin. What's so big about the Gaeltacht?
You have to just The thing about the Gaeltacht is that Irish isn't the language of enthusiasts. It's the language of the community. And people speak Irish in the Gaeltacht because it's the organic language that has come to them from their parents, generation to generation, being passed on. People don't speak Irish in the Gaeltacht because they're language enthusiasts, or they speak it because it happens to be the community language. There's only very few places where that's true anymore. If we lose those areas, we are losing one of the most precious things we have in this country in terms of our cultural heritage.
If we lose the organic places where Irish is the organic language.
Okay, well, I have some statistics myself, Cynthia, and I remember reading the comprehensive study of the Irish language in the Gaeltacht by, I think it was Dr. Crochur O'Gilligan, who's a sociolinguist and an expert in this area. And he and his colleagues outlined the various strata, the standard of Irish in various Gaeltacht areas, and they had recommendations. And on foot of that, then, we have the 20-year strategy of the Irish language. Now, they say that an awful lot of those recommendations have not been implemented, and Fianna Fáil have been in power for some time now. Why not?
Well, what I can tell you with regards to Fianna Fáil's commitment to the Irish language is that it's been far ahead of any other political party in the history of the state. That's the first thing I want to say.
So why haven't the recommendations been implemented?
Sorry, not all of those recommendations have, but many other projects and many other commitments, for example, through Udrós na Gaeltacht, and many other legislative changes have been made and put in place by Fianna Fáil, singularly by them. And if we look at the Udrós na Gaeltacht Amendment Bill of 2024, which I think is at a second stage at the moment in Dáil Éireann, that is going to make a difference to the remit, hopefully, and the role in housing of Udrós na Gaeltacht. They have lands, as we know. It's primarily used to build factories and places of employment for people in the Gaeltacht. But that is something that should be extended for the Udrós to use some of the lands they currently hold, if that works for Udrós and if it can be done properly and in consultation with them. And so that it can be handed over to approved housing bodies. Of course, Udrós are not development or builders themselves, but it can be handed over. And they have their eyes on the ground. They know what's going on in the Gaeltacht. Could I just disagree very, very slightly with Donagh about, I absolutely agree with him that the language for native speakers is not just about enthusiasm for the language. I agree with him on that. But can I say, and Donagh knows probably all the people I'm talking about, I know loads of people like me who learnt Gaeilge, not from the Cliavon, not from the cradle, but from the skull. And I know loads of them who want to locate in Rathcarn, in Wicklow, in Donegal, and they are not native Irish language speakers, but they are applying for planning planning permission. They purposefully want to raise their poshti Tríhailge, and they cannot get through this very narrow
planning
procedure.
I'm not sure he's objecting to
I'm not objecting at all. In many ways, I'm like that myself. I mean, I learned Irish at school. I'm not a native speaker. I'm from Tipperary.
But I was very luckily
for me, the Galway County Council weren't saying I needed to have a housing need, and if they were using the same kind of measurements that they're using now, I would have never got planning permission.
Okay, some of the texts of 51551. You don't need to destroy the countryside to speak Irish. There are thousands upon thousands of Irish speakers outside the Gaeltacht. They want permission to build houses in appropriate places. Eyesores we do not need in Connemara, says James. I think you've answered that in a way.
I don't know why a house in Connemara has to be an eyesore, and it's not an eyesore anywhere else.
I suppose the perception James has, or this perspective,
is one-off housing.
No, yes, and I'm thinking of the county council as well. Galway County Council, in your case, Donegal, Haleha, they might have environmental needs, or there are areas of natural beauty, many Gaeltacht areas, and they have to adhere to those principles as well.
I have to just stop you here.
Go
when
on.
We hear things like natural beauty and these are heritage areas and all of that, that is true, but that has to be very, very sensibly balanced against the language, against the linguistic need. And it's on that basis, this narrow interpretation of planners in relation to the local needs has to be changed.
I think, unfortunately, there are areas of natural beauty.
The Flemish ruling.
Hang on a second here. I'm from a Gaeltacht area originally myself, and mm-hmm. I know that the Gaeltacht areas depend on tourism as well. And if you blight the landscape, well, then where are you left?
Hang on
now,
a second.
There's blight. Yes, and I can tell you some of the stories that have come to me as an MEP about the refusals of planning permission have not been blight when one applies a very down-to-earth examination of what the objection is on the part of the planning.
For example, Bonner, we're not in favour of any destroying any natural area of natural beauty. Nor are we in favour of any kind of dilution of environmental standards. What we are in favour of is a sensible policy. For example, recently, somebody was denied planning permission on a Bohereen because it would be set a precedent. I counted the number of houses in that Bohereen. There was 26 houses already built on that Bohereen, and this one extra house was going to create a precedent. I mean, that's the kind of thing that has been used as a reason for refusing planning permission.
Okay. And that's not a once-off example.
Okay, look at the problem here, Cynthia. As you agree with Donegal Haley, I just have to come back to the fact that your party is in power. So if you have quibbles, they could have been rectified by your party before now. Cynthia? I don't know. It can Cynthia
well,
hear
me? I think that's a fair point, in a way. That certainly Fianna Fáil have been in power, and they have, Fine Gael, between the two of them, they have allowed this problem to come to a head. Now they need to do something. They're in government together. They need to do something about it.
So you're saying it's put up or shut up. I know the line is still there. Cynthia, you can hear me?
I can, but Donegha said something important about Fianna Fáil which I missed, but all as I can say to Donegha and the listeners and to you, Cormac, that Fianna Fáil are very committed. Dara Cleary and James Brown. James Brown is totally, totally committed to the housing brief, along with Micheál Martin. The three of them are working very hard on this and very committed to the Gaeltacht.
Why not sort the problem then of housing in the Gaeltacht if it's in, since when?
We are. We are sorting this problem by virtue of the guidelines, which have been delayed. I absolutely hold my hands up on that. They have been delayed and over-delayed. The guidelines need to come out, and those guidelines then need to be implemented in the Gaeltacht areas specifically for this. And the other step that's been taken is the Udarás na Gaeltacht. I spoke about the Amendment Bill of 2024. They are looking at that for specific housing needs through the Udarás.
Okay.
And the Programme for Government obviously has other elements in relation to housing.
Okay. Can I just make a comment here, very briefly? We would love the opportunity to outline to Dara Cleary our concerns and also our suggestions as to how this problem could be solved. Now, we did write to him 3 months ago when he was appointed mm-hmm. Minister for the Gaeltacht, asking for a meeting. Not only did we not have a reply from him with regard to that, but we had no meeting. So I would ask Cynthia, one of the things if she might do over the weekend for us, is would you contact Dara Cleary and ask him to to meet us as soon as possible, because we'd love to have the opportunity to outline some of the problems and also outline some of the suggestions.
I have good news for you. I have good news for you, Dona Chohéilge, and all of the people involved in Tinton and Bonu. I am meeting with Dara Cleary in Cathaoirleach. This gives me an ideal opportunity to promote the Pan-Celtic Festival in Carlow that's going to happen over the next week. But the minister is coming to open that festival on Tuesday night, and this will be the first item on the agenda. It remains at Santara.
Okay. Well, look, agreement at last, as they say. Cheikhs, Chukugihian, Chukugihian, Gramil Magavbert, Dona Chohéilge, Cathaoirleach Bonu, the housing campaign for the Gaeltacht, and Cynthia Nyborahu, Fianna Fáil MEP. 51551, as I say.